Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM. The show. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789 in Texas at that same number. You know, I'm listening to this song and again, Free to Pain before. Takes me back to the 1970s, and man, when I was a much younger and my whole future was ahead of me, it's good to hear those tunes some 50 years later, and it's still great music 50 years later. So thanks for putting that music together, whoever you are. It's much appreciated. But here's what I want to talk about this hour. Tomorrow, I'm going to be joined by State Senator Chris Larson, who I can tell you is a friend of mine. And I've supported Chris Larson from the onset, and I've had him on different radio places that I've been, and I respect his view on things. So we're going to have him on tomorrow on the 8 o'clock hour. And we're going to be discussing what I'm getting ready to discuss right now. I don't know how many times we need to tell Republicans that we don't want your help when it comes to education. We don't want your help. To think that you are going to take over public education, and where the masses of the children are, not just in the city of Milwaukee, you can go across this state. I don't care if it's in Brookfield or if it's in Waukesha or wherever public education is going on. Any public institution where they're educating children, the school districts know that this attack and assault on public schools is orchestrated by conservatives across this nation. It is an organized effort. This is not something that the Republicans in Wisconsin alone are fostering. This is across the board, this attack on public education. Some of us are aware of that. We know what you're doing, and we know the sinister plot that you guys have put in place now for over 30 years in pushing for private school education and charters and voucher schools. We know, because it started right here in the city of Milwaukee. Of all places, it started right here where I live. And to see that it's come this far is really upsetting to me, because I know what's in their hearts, and I know that they're not in this for what's in the best interest of children and their parents. It's not. It has everything to do with doing everything they can to make sure that charters and vouchers and private schools take control over the education of the majority of the children in this country. You know, many of the bills would offer more private school vouchers to more students, expand pathways for charter schools and micro education pods, establish a parent's bill of rights, allow parents to opt their children out of mass requirements, which is ridiculous. Mass requirements aren't going to be around much longer, and change the way the state assesses school performance. Now, here's what was said, a part of what was said in this conversation that Republicans had, the cowardly Republicans in the state Senate who passed this bill without even having a conversation with Milwaukee Public Schools. If you really did care about it, wouldn't you have a dialogue and a conversation with them? Oh, well, we've had conversations with Milwaukee Public Schools, and they haven't been willing to hear what we have to say. Well, you know, you don't know a doggone thing for the most part. I don't trust you. You Republicans in the legislature of the state of Wisconsin. You know why? Because I read the exact same thing, or I read the exact same thing that you are talking about verbatim in the Florida public school system, in the public school systems across the nation. You're reading out of the same hymnal. You have organized across this nation to destroy public education. That's what you've done. So how am I supposed to trust you in the state of Wisconsin? You haven't done anything for me to trust you, not Republicans. I'm going to keep repeating it. I've been in this state now for 6 decades. I know you. You don't know me, but I know you. I know your ilk. And I know what's behind it. So Wisconsin senators passed a bill Tuesday to dissolve Milwaukee Public Schools and overhaul many aspects of the K-12 education system hours after rejecting a plea from Governor Tony Evers and a coalition of major employers for more school aid. Evers already has said he is likely to at least veto the MPS plan, which would order a commission to create smaller districts in place of the state's largest one. The plan has become a point of contention in the November governor's race, with leading Republican candidates Rebecca Clayfish and Kevin Nicholson promising they would sign the proposal into law, never mind whether it makes sense or not. So you're going to separate an entire district. You're going to create 4 smaller districts. If the one district doesn't work, how are you going to guarantee then equal across those other 4 districts that they will be equal when there'll be different systems running each one? And who will determine who goes where? You haven't thought that through, because you really don't care about whether or not these children in Milwaukee Public Schools are going to be educated. And if that is what's at the root of what you say, then why are you expanding vouchers and charters and others in other parts of the state? Well, somebody please, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Somebody on the side of this that the conservatives and the Republicans are pushing, will you give me a call and explain to me? Because, I mean, I really don't understand. I don't understand how you can say where this is about the city of Milwaukee and the poor children of color in that city, and we are doing this to help them, when you're spreading your tentacles all over the state and impacting public schools all over the state. That's all I want to hear. Phone lines open. I always say it. If what I'm saying is not true, this is not conservative talk radio where they scream you to death, and if you disagree with the host, you're not getting on the air. You can disagree with me all you want to. We'll put you on the air, but you'll never defeat me in this conversation. Because once again, I got truth on my side. So this is what they're going to do. Their plan, which has to be exposed. And people across the state really need to listen to what I'm getting ready to say, because it is the truth, and what they're saying is a lie. And the lie can never defeat the truth. I don't care how many watts of power they have behind them. I don't care how many radio stations, how many television stations, how many news periodicals they have. They can never defeat little old me, because I got the truth. Yeah, and I'm not the only one with the truth. Truth is universal. But you know, we're going to go down that road of truth after we come back from break. 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show on the new 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM The Shaw. We'll be right back. The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I was talking about this. The week Wisconsin Senate passed these bills to break up Milwaukee public schools and expand alternative schools and establish a parent bill of rights. It reminds me of a story that I was once told, and I didn't understand it. Took me a little while to understand it. Let's see if you'll understand it quicker than I did. Truth and a lie were swimming one day. And so, again, truth and a lie went swimming one day. The lie jumped out of the pool and put on the truth's clothes. The truth got out of the water and started chasing the lie. And people said, and watched this, and said, there goes the naked truth chasing a well-dressed lie. Listen, that's what we're dealing with right here. The naked truth is, the Republicans aren't concerned at all about these families. They don't care about whether or not there's a roof over those children's heads. They don't care whether or not those children are fed. They don't care whether or not they live in safe neighborhoods. They don't care whether their parents have decent jobs or they wouldn't do everything that they continue to do within their power to prevent those families from getting up on their feet. Don't tell me that you are concerned about whether or not those children get educated. You are not. You are liars. And so here we are. So of all people, let me say this. Lawmakers from Milwaukee have slammed the bill, noting that the authors did not consult them or leaders from MPS in crafting it. They said the proposal lacked evidence that it would benefit students and would instead worsen segregation. Why would you not be willing to have a dialogue with your colleagues, Republicans from the city that you are looking to impact and affect? You're cowards. You don't want to be exposed. But your very actions expose you for what you are. It's not right. It's not fair to try and do something and not include the very people who teach our children, who lead our schools, who lead our city, says Senator Lena Taylor. One Republican senator out of all the rest had courage, only one. Del Coinga, Republican for Brookfield, voted against the bill. Very powerful state senator. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
Lou from Cudahy is giving us a call. Earl?
Hey, Lou, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Always happy to talk to the left. Lou, I'm sorry. Earl, are you a political commentator or an entertainer or what?
What do you mean?
Well, what is the purpose of your show? What do you do here?
Let me put it this way. Do you ever ask Jay Weber or Mark Billing or Vicky McKenna or Sean Hannity or any of the others, what are they doing there?
What? Well, they are conservatives. I know that. But
yeah, not only are they conservatives, that's not what you asked me. You asked me if I was an entertainer. Are they entertainers?
They're commentators. So how am I any different? So you said you would never defeat you as a commentator on the show or something, I have to say. The circumstance of the city of Milwaukee education already speaks for itself. It defeats you. Our Avenue School, 10% of the kids there read at the grade appropriate level. People coming out of high school read at the eighth grade reading level. That's obscene. They will never experience economic freedom because they can't read, they can't spell, they have no reading comprehension. And Democrats have run the election, the education system in this city and all the other major cities in our country for 60 years, and it's always the worst. You always put stuff in place that fails and keeps kids failing, and you as a black man, a spokesman for the black community on a majority black radio station whose audience is black, say nothing about the failure of this educational system.
Sir, I hope you don't hang up. Did you hang up?
Definitely hang up.
Did you hang up?
Let me
defeat you. As I said, I open the phone lines and allow anybody to speak. But you're making inferences that you know nothing about. First off, this is not a black radio station. What percentage of black callers have you heard call into the station on my show? You have no idea what you're talking about, number one. That's number one. Number two, you are running off some numbers as far as the children failing in Milwaukee public schools. Have you read anything about I didn't interrupt you. Have you read anything? Do you know anything about the statistics of this being the poorest city in almost the entire United States for black people? You don't know anything about that. And if you think for 1 minute the fact that people are poor and destitute and the majority, not quite the majority, but close to 40% of children in Milwaukee public schools have disabilities. Are you aware of that? No, you're not. Because the Republicans didn't tell you that. So you talk about things that you know nothing about.
Really?
Are you aware that the conservatives who control the legislature have refused to allow the resources that need to come into our city for us to do the things that we need to do to afford to fix the problems in our city because Republicans who choose to where nobody's coming to them with their hat in their hands. This Milwaukee County puts more resources into the state than almost the rest of all the other towns combined. And yet we can't get what we need in order to benefit our community. You talk about things you know nothing about because that's what you've heard on conservative talk radio. You've never had an opportunity to hear the truth. I'm telling you a fact. I live in Milwaukee. I don't live in wherever you live. I know what's happening in my city. You don't. And I guarantee you, you rarely even visit if you've ever come. That's the problem. People who don't know anything about our city, who haven't the courage to come to it, the economic engine of the state, but yet you will speak about things you know nothing about. I wish I had more time, but we got to go to the break. I will give you credit for calling in, you know, but you haven't done anything to refute. You want to hang on? You want to hang on?
Yeah, hold over. I'll wait for the break.
All right, hang on. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I told you, a naked truth chasing a well-dressed lie. That's what's coming up after the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM The Shaw. You can reach us at 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. Listen, man, you know, I forgot my guest's name, the guy on the line.
Lou.
All right, Lou. Where is he from?
Cudahy.
Lou? All right, Lou from Cudahy. First off, I give you credit for at least reaching out. Let me point out to you from one of your own brethren, and that's Coinga, Del Coinga, who I think understands this a little better than you do. He doesn't agree with what it is you are saying. Del Coinga voted against the bill. He said he didn't think it would solve problems at MPS, verbatim. This is what he said. I'm reading it. If we are going to replicate Milwaukee public schools in little MPSs, you're going to take the same employees who are going to make the same hiring decisions, he said. This is Del Coinga, Republican from Brookfield. The bill is part of a package of legislation aligned with nationwide conservative efforts. As I said before, this is a nationwide effort to oppose equity efforts in schools and expand private and charter school options. That's what's at the root of this. Other bills approved by the Senate Tuesday would offer private school vouchers to more students, expand pathways for charter schools and micro education pods, establish the Parents' Bill of Rights. Del Coinga again. Democratic lawmakers accuse Republicans of attacking public schools while expanding private schools. Chris Larson added, he called the combination of bills a death blow to public education. You're breaking MPS apart not to try and improve it, said Senator Chris Larson, who's my guest tomorrow at 8 o'clock. You're breaking it because you want to dissect it and kill it. Senator Darling, last thing, and then we'll let you back on. Senator Darling, Republican River Hills, authored the MPS plan with Republican colleagues from around the state, none of them from Milwaukee. They pointed to low test scores in MPS, which is what you're quoting, and argue smaller districts would break up the current administration and encourage more parental involvement. You say.
I say that parents are leaving public schools because they're tired of putting their kids in failing schools, and they want the performance. They want their kids to actually be able to read, to spell, to have reading comprehension, things like that. They're tired of being told. What?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
They're tired of being told about the teachers in the public school system and everywhere who are teaching critical race theory, which is teaching kids how to hate
other people. Now, there we go. That's it. You just exposed yourself. Critical race theory. Yeah, you just exposed yourself. This has nothing to do, Milwaukee Public Schools, with critical race theory, my friend. I just said a little bit earlier about, you know, the truth, you know, naked truth chasing a well-dressed lie. The well-dressed lie is you, my friend. Critical race theory. Let me ask you something, man. What is critical race theory? Listen, man. What is critical race theory? What is that? Explain that to me.
It teaches people how to hate other people. It's a form of racism. And here's another thing that's racist. What's the name of that Supreme Court candidate? Katani, is that her name? What's her name?
Hey, listen, man. Listen. I gave you an opportunity to expose yourself, and you did just that. Because you're talking about racism. Let me tell you something, man. Only 5% of the state of Wisconsin is black. 5%. And you belly aching and whining and crying. And you want to talk to somebody, you want to talk to a district that suffers from the racism and bigotry of what happens on the state level. And you have the unmitigated gall to call here and talk about racism. That's the issue, man. And you don't see it. And I don't have time to educate you and explain it to you because you are so brainwashed by that conservative nonsense and bigotry and racism that you can't see the truth. Thank you for the call. You know, I mean, on the one hand, I feel sorry for him because he's doing nothing. He's nothing more than a puppet, or he's nothing more than a parrot. And all he can do is repeat what he's heard on conservative talk radio. He has no ammunition. Defeat me with truth. Man, I could give you the next 24 hours and I would dispel what it is you are talking about. Because you don't have any ammunition to deal with the truth. You're nothing more than a puppet. Dale Kuinga of Brookfield, in discussing low reading scores at MPS and emphasizing the need for alternative options to public schools, turned their heads when he referenced Frederick Douglass, a writer who escaped from slavery in 1838. And whoever my last caller was, you need to hear this. This is not Earl Ingram. This is Dale Kuinga from Brookfield, state senator, well respected in the conservative realm. Kuinga, in discussing low reading scores at MPS and emphasizing the need for alternative options to the public schools, turned heads when he referenced Frederick Douglass, a writer who escaped from slavery in 1838. He said Douglass began learning to read when he was made a house slave, which Kuinga called a big move up from working outside. Taylor and Kuinga characterization of the move was indicative of the need for education about the country's history. She said Douglass was moved after he was forcibly separated from his family and it was not better. That's Senator Lena Taylor from Milwaukee. How dare him categorize that somehow or another bondage of one was somehow better than bondage of another, Taylor said. Kuinga, the next time he took the floor, said he wanted to clarify that any form of slavery was not right. Now, let me move on to this. Senators also passed several other bills related to education, which have already passed the assembly and are subject to veto or approval by Tony Evers. A bill to make most private school students eligible for a taxpayer-funded tuition subsidy, regardless of family income, a plan that could raise property taxes by as much as $577 million. You know what that means? We've got to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Our phone line is open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. You know, Sam, it is... You know, I'm glad that gentleman called. And it's not that I'm so arrogant that I think I know everything. I'm at the point in my life where I realize just how little I know. There's too much in the world to know for me to make somebody think that and think more of myself than I should. But subjects that I choose to talk about on the air, I know a little bit about. You know, he lives in Cedarburg, that gentleman. But if I called somebody in Cedarburg and had the unmitigated gall to tell somebody in Cedarburg about what's going on in Cedarburg, where I've never been and don't know anything about it, but yet I'm going to tell somebody who lives where I live about what and has lived there for 67 years about what's happening there in where I am, then you kind of get what you deserved, and that was a beating. You really did not have a foundation other than what you've heard. You called me and insulted me right away, you know, by saying, who am I, an entertainer? You know, part of what I do, it should be a little bit of entertainment. You know, if I'm going to be, you know, a monotone person and have no levity at all, who wants to hear that? Well, you know, tomorrow, this is what I'm going to be talking about. And I, you know, if only we could, you know, maybe, you know, somebody would, well, maybe, you know, people would say that, hey, who is that? You know, get that person off the air. So part of what I do, and people who do this should be, you should have a little sense of humor. Should be a little levity in it. But I'm not a comedian. The things that we discuss, that I know that I discuss, are far too serious and far too important for the lives of people. The people that I talk about, the people that don't have a voice, I'm going to be their voice. Because there are more than enough people who will be your voice. All you got to do is turn the dial. And everywhere, there's conservative thought. Sam, who do we have on the line?
Susan's calling in from her car right now.
Hey, Susan, how you doing?
I'm good, Earl. Again, I want to thank you for a wonderful show today. And I think the interesting thing is that you're now starting to give people in that part of Wisconsin some food for thought. So having him call in was wonderful, and the fact that you were able to allow him to speak was an opportunity. I think we all have to really work hard together to bring a lot more people in the fold, and thank you so much for all you do.
Hey, Susan, thank you as always. I really appreciate it. It's always refreshing to know that there's somebody out there who thinks that what you're saying and doing is all right. But I am motivated, and people who know me, by justice and injustice. And it has been a part of my life as long as I was old enough to know the difference between the two. I'm a product of the civil rights movement. Didn't read about it in a book, lived it. And so I remember the horrible times. I remember the fear, the threats, the pain, the deaths. I remember all of that. It's in my DNA. And so when I see vestiges of it resurfacing. As long as I have a platform and the owner of this radio station thinks that I have something of value to say, I'm going to speak up for those who don't have a voice. I didn't say for black people. I said for those who don't have a voice. Injustice is ingrained in our society. There are people who live in different parts of the state who don't understand themselves that they're being taken advantage of. We got to make our country better. We can't keep allowing people who are taken advantage of. The young man who called me earlier has been taken advantage of because he doesn't know how to do his own critical thinking. You know, he's telling me about the poor kids who can't read in the different schools in this city. I challenge his reasoning skills. Somebody put their brain in your head. And you need to look in the mirror and check yourself out and see if, you know, somebody else isn't speaking through you. Because you are just as lost as those children that you claim in Milwaukee Public Schools are. Because you can't separate truth and fiction. Well, you know, the more you listen to this show, you're going to come to a point and a place in your life where you're going to have to deal with truth straight up. Whether that comes in from my voice or from these airwaves or whatever. But you can't defeat what I'm saying to you because mine is based on what's right. Right has no color. Right and wrong have no color, have no nationality. Have no religious origin. Universal truth. So, you know, call again. And unlike conservative talk radio, where you got to get through a minefield before somebody lets you on the airways, you know, you need to ask yourself that question. Why is it so easy for me to get on the air on your show? And you yourself would catch hell trying to get on many of the conservative shows. You know why? Because they don't take callers. You know why? Because they want to brainwash you. Oh, I'm sorry. Continue brainwashing you. They don't want to hear your opinion. They want to give you your opinion. And they've done a good job with you. Now, there's a way out. You can escape. Just turn on 540 AM WAUK, 8 AM to 11 AM, Monday through Friday, and we can help you get out. We can teach you to think again. We really can. It's time to go, and I'm just getting warmed up. But thank you, Sam, as always, for, you know, helping me make it through. We'll be back on tomorrow, and it's going to be just as good. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789, or text us at that same number. Have a great morning. See you tomorrow.